te wai a te kawea tērā mai a mai mua e te iwi nau mai hoki mai ki te hiku o te ika ki tēnei wāhanga o te rā. Hoi nō rā, kei runga i te toko wai a kōrero tō tātou manuhiri. Mutunga mō tēnei rā, ko tui te pā tērā. Ki te kōrero e pā ana ki te rāhui whenua, e tū ki te kōhanga i tērā wiki tonu. Nō reira i te iwi nō tonu mai.
Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Ka te ake rā tātou, tā huri ake ki te wai a kōrero. Tēnā koe tui, pēhiana koe i tēnei ahiahi.
Oh, tēnā koe, he miharoa hau i tēnei ahiahi.
Rawe. So last week we seen a great kaupapa there in Taurua, Te Kohanga, the Kehete up there. And it was more of a whānau-led kaupapa out there that actually gained a lot of support from the hapu, the iwi, even our whanaunga Pākehā in the Takiwā. Can you just give us a little bit of kōrero about why that rāhui at the gate there at Te Kohanga was established?
Okay, but most importantly, it was a reaction to our po coming down around at the rāhui at Ōtia, around the coast further. So that was a pretty devastating act for us. And, you know, when we all got talking, it's like, how are we going to communicate to the community that this is a devastating for us? And the closure of the coast for the time frame that I think it was about 9 days, that was a non-aggressive way for us to say to the community, because at the end of the day, those po coming down was the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, it's the bikes, it's the trucks, it's the rubbish, it's the power poaching. So that closure was a way for us to non-aggressively shake the community to say, hey, you know what, if our attitudes to our coast don't change, we're going to see more of this going forward.
Ai, tikara, and it was actually a great response from hapu and iwi leading this kaupapa, which gained a lot of support, not only from iwi Māori, but iwi Pākehā as well. Just acknowledging that if we do stupid stuff, you know, things like these need to happen, especially acknowledging that people are still attacking the fences put up to protect the sand dunes over there too. Coming back to this kaupapa, how was the atmosphere out there last weekend?
Oh, the atmosphere from the foot soldiers on the hill was fantastic. It was a really light atmosphere up there. We had so much kai coming out there. You know, our caravan that Ngāti Kuri brought down, Sheridan Waitai dropped the caravan off for us. That caravan looked like a soup kitchen. We just needed some homeless people to feed. You know, there was that much kai coming onto the hill. But like in about 90%, 95% of the people that approached the roadblock, they were actually really positive and supportive of the kaupapa. So, you know, we were letting feet go around. So some of the surfers, a big swell had come in that weekend. So they parked on the other side of the hill and they walked along the bottom. And those that you know, braved the walk got to share the waves with a few rather than the many. But, and, you know, we had some disgruntled people arrive at the closure. But, you know, after a bit of kōrero, they left a lot more enlightened than when they arrived.
Kia ora mō tērā kōrero. And I think a lot of the reasons that these kaupapa are established is due to lack of respect in those areas. You know, it's a situation of giving people an inch and they've taken a mile. You know, they're expecting that access to our moana. Coming over to the kaupapa of the beach board, they had hui, the Onerua Tohe beach board, they had hui a few weeks ago. Were you a part of those hui as well? And was this kaupapa one that was on the agenda?
No, I wasn't part of the roadshow that rolled into Roma out at Ahipara, because a bunch of us were up on the gate, all up on the road closure, coast closure. So the representatives from the Takiwā o Ahipara, which is a collection of the three marae out in Ahipara, were representatives at that hui. So, you know, there was some kōrero put on the table and some robust discussion, which, you know, needs following up and furthering. But, I think that what's happened in the last couple of weeks and our ability to mobilise very quickly just kind of confirms that we, as kaitiaki of the coast and our immediate area, we play a very vital role in how that should roll out in terms of being in charge of our own destiny, so to speak.
Aye, kia ora, just acknowledging that section around Taurua, Ōtia and Te Kohanga is not actually a part of the Te Onurua Beach Board jurisdiction. But however, it's still great to have these whakawhitinga kōrero at the end of the day. All we're trying to do is kaitiakia with the whenua is look after our taonga. Nō reira, tēnā koe Tui for coming on our show to have a kōrero about this kaupapa. On Thursday, you have a hui up there in Roma for the takiwā. What are some of the kaupapa that will be on the agenda? And are these hui open to the wider community of Ahipara, or is it just delegates from the three marae there?
So the hui that we've got on the table on Thursday, that's for us as a debrief, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, what we can do better, where are we going to from here? I would dare say that future takiwā hui will, you know, if we have other interested parties that want to come and kōrero to a kaupapa and put it on the table, you know, they'll be able to do that. But this one, this Thursday, it's really for us to just take stock of how the road closure went for us, you know, some of the things that we can do better, you know, in terms of maybe a communication piece and where to from here. You know, it's taxing, you know, it's taxing on the front line.
Kia ora.
So we've got to come up with some strategies which involve all of the stakeholders of Ahipara, you know, the Te Onurua Atohe and around the coast, like I say, with us in the driver's seat. So that'll be some of the kōrero on the table on Thursday for us going forward.
Aye, just acknowledging also that yous were gifted 500 manuka plants for the rohe there. What do you imagine these plants will be used for?
Oh, there'll be some riparian planting, I would imagine, some June restoration.
Kia ora.
So 500, it's a fairly significant amount of trees, but I guess with the, you know, the vast area that coast out there covers, you know, we kind of need a lot more as well. I saw a post come through from Raglan in terms of the benefits of the big scale riparian planting, so 500 trees is a great start.
Awesome, awesome mahi Tui. Just want to acknowledge all the whānau that were out there over the week doing the mahi on the ground. Nō reira, tēnā koe for coming on our show this afternoon. Do you have any final kōrero for our listeners here now? Hau kāinga te hiko te hika.
Oh, I guess just a final kōrero would be for us all to be very mindful of the footprint that we leave in our environment, and just to be thinking about more than just our own selves, eh? You know, it's about the wider picture and the wider community.
Ai tēnā koe, Tui, kia pai te roanga ake o tō rāne.
Ai, kia pai tō rā hoki.
Te reo irirangi o te heku o te ika.
Ka te ake rā e tātou mā koe a ko te reo kōrero o Tui te pā e pā ana ki taua kaupapa e horahia ia te takiwā o Taurua o te kōhanga i tērā wiki tonu he kaupapa rangatira tēnei ko kia ai reira. Hoi nō rā, kua wairea taua rā hui i taua takiwā i tēnei wā nō reira. Nei rā te mihi ki te hunga i kawia mai taua kaupapa i tērā wiki tonu. Hoi nō rā e tātou mā. Kua tai te wā kia whakairia taku toko kōrero mo tēnei rā. Nei rā te mihi nui kia koutou katoa. I are are taringa mai i tēnei rā. Hoi nō rā, ki te hihia koutou te rapu i enei kōrero anō. Hono mai ki te whare kōrero a i Purangi o te hiku a tika. Marangai te pai tukutuku te hiku i ra NZ. Engari mo tēnei wā i tātou mā, Tūrau Hawaiki, kia pai te roanga, kia o tō rā.